Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The highways, subways, lanes, markets, and public meeting places were all thoroughly cleansed and then moistened with scented water. And to welcome the Lord, fruits, flowers, and unbroken seeds were strewn everywhere. Purport. That's okay, wait, hold it. Scented waters prepared by distilling flowers like rose and Scented waters prepared by distilling flowers like rose and kiora were requisitioned to wet the roads, streets, lanes of the Dwarkapur Dharma. It says, such places, along with the marketplaces and public meeting places, were thoroughly cleansed. From the above description, it appears that Dwarka Dham was considerably big, containing many highway streets and public meeting places with parks, gardens, reservoirs of water, all very nicely decorated with flowers and fruits. And to welcome the Lord, such flowers and fruits with unbroken seeds of grain were also strewn over the public places. Unbroken seeds of grain and or fruits in the seedling stage were considered auspicious, and they are still so used by the Hindus in general on the festival days. Om Jnanatim Randasya Jnanjana Salakeya Chakshon Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vansha Kopatu Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyavacha Patitanam Bhavana Beho Vaishnava Beho Namo Namaha. Just like to read a rather nice prayer. It's requesting the mercy of the Bhagavatam itself. It's from the Padma Purana. Samsara sagare magnam dinamam kuruniti karma grihaya kritangam mamudava bhavamaval. I have fallen into the ocean of repeated birth and death, and I am totally distressed. My karma is like crocodiles ready to bite me. O ocean of mercy, please pick me up from the ocean of the material existence. Srimad Bhagavata Kya Oyam Pratyakya Krishna Eva He Prikotoshi Maya Nata Murtayam Bhavasagare. This Srimad Bhagavatam is actually Krishna himself. O my Lord, to get release from this cycle of birth and death, I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Manarate Madayayoyam Sapala Safatavaya Nirga Neva Kartavyam Dashaham Tava Keshava. My dear Keshava, I am your servant. Please fulfill this desire of mine in serving you through the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's a wonderful verse there. And it seems like in the verses of this particular chapter, there's a subtle glorification of the Lord. It's an expression of love. What all these people are doing in preparation and receiving Krishna as he comes into Dwarka, these souls in Dwarkapuri, in Dwarka Dham, they're they're actually from the spiritual world. They're persons. It explains in this chapter that they've been brought to this world to accompany Krishna in his pastimes here, and they're expressing their pure nature actually for Krishna, which is being done in words and in gestures, cleansing the streets, doing so many things, all to express what is in their heart. And it's a wonderful thing that too, this is what we're trying to do in terms of our spiritual practices. We're trying to express our heart. Sometimes the expression in our heart is not very good at conforming to the pure standards, but somehow or other we call it Vaidhi Bhakti, is practice of devotional service. And we were reading last night in Bhagavad Gita how Prabhupada explained, it was chapter 12, text 8, how that this practice of Bhakti Yoga from beginning to the end is on the transcendental platform. And this is very interesting. He said from beginning to the end. So from the beginning of our practice to the end of our practice, they're on the transcendental platform. We don't compare ourselves with the great souls in that way, but we should know and be encouraged that the Lord sees it that way, that the great souls are encouraging us that to start and all the way through continue. And we mentioned last night that Prabhupada also says in his conversations that we're eternal students, that somehow this, you could say, knowledge and devotional service is expanding, and it's ever fresh and it's ever new. Somehow, as we could say, progress in our practices, that actually we'll see things cropping up again and again that probably, you know, also are anartas showing themselves. But gradually, it's this process that it says in chapter 9 of the Bhagavad Gita, text 30, that we're going to make mistakes, that we'll have fall downs, that we'll certainly struggle, because we must struggle. We must somehow develop this character of determination. When Krishna left Dwarka for the Kurukshetra conflict, that they were in separation. And so now they're coming back together again. They're going to, again, they've got a way to express their love again. You know, because a mother or a father, when the family comes back together again, and Prabhupada explains also in purports here, that when they, and also in the last chapter, that when they get back together again, somehow there's like a celebration, you know, because of separation for whatever reasons. And, you know, they want to greet them with the nicest greetings and the nicest meal and all these sort of things. It's just an expression of the soul's nature, actually. And also, the people on the receiving end of this worship or expression of love and service, that it's mutually good for everyone. But there's always that feeling, as Lord Chaitanya, he says, sometimes there's union, but also in union there's separation, feelings of separation. Because you don't know when they're going to leave again. You don't know. You know, certainly in this world, that we're only temporarily together. So it's worth considering that actually we're only temporarily together as a group of persons here now. And that's all. When I say it's worth considering, because it should be in a feeling, as Mother Rukmini said when she was here, a feeling of gratitude and appreciation of each other. And this is what's happening here. It's an expression, this whole chapter really, of a relationship between the citizens of Dwarka and Krishna. Now he's so-called back for a while. And they sort of are now expressing what's in their heart. Because if we can't express what's in our heart, somehow we feel bereft. And in a spiritual sense, whatever we express in our heart is carried over. But certainly in the material world, the expressions of the heart are sort of materially tinged. They're sort of, you could say, contaminated with our selfishness. We don't think we're going to die. And that somehow or other we can treat each other in not such a good way. And this is basically the modes of material nature, which somehow we have to escape from. And the perfect escape path is definitely the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and the great souls who come to rescue us and read and express what Prabhupada is trying to say in his purports. They're disciples of Prabhupada, and there's so much actually that could be said. But we heard, like in New Vrindavan, the persons that were still there and were there right at the beginning, the struggles and the difficulties they had there, and right or wrong, it wasn't right or wrong. Somehow it's a learning ground that somehow they all had to go through. They suffered separation from Prabhupada. And I'm trying to think of the Maharaj's name who was there when we were up there at New Vrindavan. You mean he was talking about when Prabhupada left and they were all in the temple and bereft. They were lamenting because they'd endured such hardships there. And what was happening? That Prabhupada had gone. And so he was telling of that experience. And obviously the in Dwarkapur, and the citizens will experience Krishna leaving again, and the same thing. But what they experienced, and these people that were still around, they came through it in such a way that they were going to give back to Prabhupada, in such a way to the little neophytes coming up through, like ourselves, myself, learning of their great difficulties and austerities and actually bonds and friendship that they were given as a gift in their devotional service. So all these, all what we're reading in certainly this chapter is this appreciation of Krishna and their relationship with him. And they want to express it. And likewise, we should somehow express ourselves in a similar fashion. It's all there in the Bhagavatam. Devotees, Krishna. They're showing us what to do all the time. In a general sense, I sort of spoken about this devotional path with devotees and Krishna. Maybe you could also, anybody here, questions and answers? We got a few minutes now before the end of the class. And how they see, or what they're seeing and what they're getting from this exchange between Krishna and the citizens of Dwarka, and also he had with the citizens of Hastinapur. Any comments, questions?